Well, I want to announce we're going to begin the Performance Family Training Call now. I have the honor and pleasure to introduce your host for tonight, Southern California, or Southern Regional Vice President, South Carolina, sorry, Regional Vice President, Performance Club founding members, Platinum 2 jacket earners, a couple who've been recognized at the 300,000 income level, as well as Millionaire Club members, Mr. Frank and Teresa O'Coin.
Pamela Berg, hey, thank you. You just moved us to California.
I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone in South Carolina.
That's okay. I'm sure that they would like to see us move to California.
Oh, no, you did great tonight. Thank you so much for welcoming everybody, Pam. That was great.
You did a great
job. You're welcome.
And we can move out there with Catherine. I heard Catherine on the phone, Teresa from California. And Marilyn from Chicago, Illinois. There's people from everywhere tonight. So we got an exciting call tonight, and it's jam-packed. We're going to kind of skip over one little session tonight and add a new dimension to this call.
Yeah, we've got a lot planned for you. We've got a great training plan. We're going to get right into that. I just want I'm going to give you kind of getting all the little, they're not little, the big announcements up front. And I want to make sure everybody's clear on what February offers each one of us. So first of all, we have our Monday night recruiting calls. We call them preview calls, like the previews we see at the movies. And it's every Monday night at 9 o'clock, and I want to just read to you a comment from Mr. Jim Easton out in Tennessee, who was on the Monday night call. The next day he texted me, "I wanted to tell you that last night's call was the best yet. I think anyone would have been won over by that." So I just want to encourage everybody to take advantage of it. It's 20 minutes of really a powerful preview of why we're so excited. So take advantage of it.
Yeah, and a lot of different testimonies, which, you know, there's always a single mom on the phone or somebody like that. And
yeah, there are.
You know, it's a great call. If you're going to try to build outside your area, that is the call to get your prospects on, that's for sure.
Yeah, or even in your area, too.
Yeah.
And then, as announced on the home office call, I want to make sure that you are clear that this is the last month we have the all-in promotion going. And that includes all the bonuses for reaching new levels, and, to me more importantly, it includes the shortcuts to each level.
To the rank advancement.
To the rank advancement level. So, you know, let's keep that in mind. Make sure you know what it takes for you to get to the next level. Do it this month, because it's going to take a lot longer, a lot more effort to do it anytime after the end of February. Also, they've extended the free mass program for life. And you just have to recruit one person this month, Frank, and you get that for life. And that is a follow-up system, everybody, that helps your retention.
Yeah, but it's thousands of dollars in savings, too.
It is, over time.
And also it helps with your retention
right.
And everything. So sponsoring one person gets you that for life. You don't have to pay for it after that.
That's right. Or you can pay $50 one time this month. But we'd rather you recruit somebody, because that's an investment in your future.
Right.
And then last but not least, we're going to talk about the Executive Director Retreat that's happening in Dallas in March. And they've extended the opportunity for anybody to be invited who makes Executive Director this month. Now, if they've already made it last month, they're already invited. So we sure want you to make it again this month. But for anybody else who was not ED last month, make it this month and get an invitation.
Those people are running. And by the way, I don't know how things are going with everybody on the call, but things are rocking in South Carolina.
And they are.
Almost everywhere I see, when the meetings are packed, I mean, it's jammed last night.
I know. It was great. It was awesome.
Yeah, Scott Brooks here.
Yes. So, and the PBR month that Brian Carruthers announced on the call on Monday morning is exciting. And I'm sure that's going to be one of the exposures that we talk about. It's how we built our business. And we're so excited to see a company-wide focus on private business receptions. And they can be anywhere, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But what I want to do right now is, Frank and I want to introduce to you Mr. Rob Hurst. He is going to be helping us conduct the next few segments, and part of the training tonight, really important. And when we were in Atlanta, he wowed the crowd with the training. In fact, we'll probably have him do that training on a future Wednesday. But tonight, he's very special for you in addition to the normal segments that we do. And Mr. Hurst, for those of you who don't know, he's in Ohio. He's newly married. That's so exciting. We love his bride, April. He is a regional manager. He was recently elected to be one of the
Special Forces for small business, mm-hmm. which is a big honor. I mean, that's huge. So
yes, and he is definitely recognized company-wide as a leader. And he was at the last executive director retreat with us, and we are proud to have him as part of the team.
You know, and it reminds me, we're reading the book Tribes, right? And I know you'll mention that later. We'll probably have a little review on it. But Rob is leading the tribe. I mean, you know, the whole your organization that you're building, I'm speaking to every one of you now, is looking for someone to lead that tribe. And if you step up and you learn how to do the exposures, you learn how to handle the questions and objections, and you learn how to close them and how to move them along the line, and you learn how to do PBRs and three-way calls and maybe briefings or luncheons, you know, then you're going to step into a leadership position. And Rob Hurst has done all that. He's started meetings. He's done everything. And now he's the regional manager on part of the Special Forces. So he is leading tribes. And that's how you step into that leadership role, is you learn all the little things. Remember that every skill, every new skill you learn, no matter how small it is, it gets you in the middle of that circle to be the tribe leader and also probably make the most money, because those people are the ones who's leading the tribe and it's sending them in a certain direction.
That's right.
And he's great at it.
And just to give you a heads up, we do have Darnell Self. He's going to be joining us later in the call with a very special message for all of us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, are we ready for Rob?
We're ready for Rob.
Mr. Rob Hurst, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, our tribe leader. Oh, yeah, and have your tribe bride with you too, right?
Yeah, she's we actually just got in the house, actually coming from a Financial Peace University class, so you know, that's a whole nother tribe right there. But
that's right.
Well, go right ahead, Rob. Would you just take over?
All right, thank you. And thank you for having me on the call, and I appreciate your leadership. You know, they say one form of knowledge that you want to master is modeling knowledge. And so I've definitely modeled a lot from you all. In fact, a lot of people laugh because I say a lot of things that rhyme for people to get philosophies. But I say, hey, that's just the Frankism in me. So, but definitely thanks for having me on the call. And I'm going to go forward and just talk about a few things. As far as the success story, I was just thinking of a couple. They are just, I'm really excited about working with them. They are definitely doing some incredible things. They're from the city of Burlington, Kentucky, in the state of Kentucky. And they got started in business just about a month, a little bit over a month ago. And, you know, had a lot of different things going on around the Christmas season and things like that. But they made a commitment. Ms. Duncan, she made a commitment to come down to the Super Regional down in Atlanta. She only came down for one day, but she made that press to be down there. So I was really impressed with that, and it really, just from being at the event, you know, gave her the encouragement that she needed to go ahead and catapult their business. So I want to have them come on and just share just a quick success story. Miss Janet Duncan. Miss Duncan, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mr. Hurst. I am.
Okay, go ahead.
I was glad to share. Thank you, Mr. Hurst. You've been great. We did our first PBR on last Saturday. We got our first three sign-ups on last Saturday, and my husband and I are so excited. The PBRs work, the tools work, and we're having another one next Saturday.
All right, and also, just so you know, Janet was at our last training on Monday night, and she tells me, she said, hey, just want to let you know, I just got registered for Las Vegas. So that's huge, you know, being brand new, you know, just a little bit over a month and getting registered for the big event. So it just shows you the power of event. So a quick membership story. This is actually a membership story of my daughter. She's definitely has watched Dad use the membership, so I guess she wanted to take on what I've been doing and use it herself. And she's now 19 years old, which drives me crazy. I remember starting a business, she was only like maybe 9 years old, and now she's 19 using the membership. But she actually gave me a phone call one day, and she said, hey, Dad, I just got a speeding ticket. And I said, you got a speeding ticket? I said, well, how fast were you going? She said, I was going 86 and 65 in Butler County, which is a county that's known for not really being too lenient. So she went ahead. I told her what she needed to do. She went ahead and made a phone call to the law firm. Fast forward, went to court. calls me up, says, Dad, just got out of court. No points. They got it reduced to a 6.9 and 65 and saved a lot of money. So that's just a quick membership story. So if you have that teenage driver or whether you drive like a teenager, you know, the membership works. So I want to kind of talk about the book, which is called Tribes. And, you know, it's interesting. I actually heard about this book probably about a few years ago, and it was right when I was going through some transitions in my life. And a cousin of mine, she's just a great leader down in Atlanta. She's a pastor, and I was just sharing with her just some challenges, you know, just being in leadership. She said, you know, you need to get this book called Tribes. So it's funny that we're reading this because I always talked about, you know, I need to get this book called Tribes, and now we're actually reading it. And so went ahead and downloaded it and was just reading through it today and was really amazed because, you know, I really have gotten to the point that I understand that one of the things that makes a business move or a group move or a tribe move is belief, you know, if you have a belief in something. And so this book, you know, really begins to unveil what people really look for, you know, because everybody wants to belong to something. Everybody wants to belong to something. And especially if you have something that has a strong mission and if people have a strong belief in it, it can get bigger and bigger, you know. And so just kind of reading through the book, it just reminded me of just my journey in the business and being able to kind of look at what needed to be done and not really looking for necessarily someone to say, hey, you need to do this. Sometimes, you know, leaders just do what needs to be done. And I just remember when the Fast Start training, this was back in like 06 when they stopped the Fast Start training, and I realized there was just no training, you know, for a minute at all. And so I was trying to figure out what can we do to bring to the market. And so I met some people from California who were doing some incredible things, and they kind of mentored me on starting what we call at that time a systems training, and started the first systems training in Ohio, and it just blew up from there. And that was a big part of the story, you know, that really took us to the next level as well. The other thing that I thought about as well as I was reading this book was that I also, when I went through my little transitional period, you know, going through some changes in life, you know, I had to kind of take a little step back. And didn't really step back from the business. I was still professionally qualified, but I just had to kind of get life together. And when I started to really come back into the fold, I noticed there were certain things that needed to happen in the market. And I just kind of sat back. I wasn't really saying much because I hadn't really been around a lot like that. But I just remember, you know, some of the other leaders, you know, coming to me. They said, you know, man, what do we need to do? And so when you look at this book, is that, you know, everybody has to be led. Everybody wants to be led by someone. You know, and I always say that, you know, let those that are good at what they do, let them do it. You know, so some people may be good at leading in certain areas. And so this is a certain area that the market felt like, you know what, this is somebody, you know, we're going to love to help us with this. And so and the thing I like about this is that, you know, it could be more than one leader. You know, and so this is a really a good book. I'm really going to enjoy, you know, delving more into the book and really reading it this time versus, you know, talking about it. And I'm really excited about it because, again, I think that it all comes down to belief and mission. When everybody has the belief behind your mission, big things can happen. So let's see. So next, do you guys want me to go to the training? Is that what you want me to do next?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're excited to be talking about exposures this week. We're going to have a sequence of trainings this month, and this really kicks it off tonight with Rob really coaching us all on how to make different kinds of exposures because they all work, and we just want everybody to get comfortable with some of them so that you can really step up the numbers that you're doing because, like Rob said earlier, it is just a numbers game. So go right ahead.
All right. And, you know, it's funny when Ms. Coyne called me about this, I was actually out doing exposures when she called me. And so what I want to start off just saying is that, you know, understand that you are part of a great company. You know, we've been around for 42 years. We have a great product. You know, we have a service that works and commissions pay out. And so we have a huge track record of success. And so just keeping that in mind, there's so many people. And if you need more stories, get the profiles of success. Somebody needs to go on mute. I'm not sure who that is. But get the profiles of success because, you know, there's plenty of stories there that could be very inspiring in your journey and getting your exposures and making your contacts. So when I was talking to Mr. Coyne about this, and I was like, you know, it's funny, I'm actually out doing exposures right now, you know, before our briefing, before our training. And so as I was driving down the road, you know, sometimes one thing about doing exposures, you have to kind of step outside of your comfort zone. Not sometimes, actually all the time, but to step outside your comfort zone and just do the thing. Just do the thing and say, if you do the thing, you have the power. And many a times, you know, sometimes you may have to really push yourself in on some days more than others. And so what happened, I was driving down the road, and I said this quick little affirmation. I said, you know, I am a recruiting magnet, and I attract sharp people. I'm a recruiting magnet, and I attract sharp people. I said it like three times. And literally, as soon as I said it, I turned to the left. This guy in his, you know, his big Lincoln truck. I make a U-turn, going to meet this guy, really great contact, you know, very successful in what he does. And he was open, you know, to hearing about it. He actually had heard about it. He just relocated from North Carolina, so now he lives here in Cincinnati. And so, you know, but what if I wouldn't have done that? What if I would have said, you know, I'll do some exposures tomorrow? So we miss out on so many opportunities when we don't do it. And sometimes if we don't take the opportunity to expose people on our list, whether it's our warm list or we make a cold contact, we just never know who we're going to come in contact with. And so how I even came in this business, I was actually on a list of a gentleman, and I had been on his list for 5 months. Now, I didn't know I was on his list for 5 months, but I was on his chicken list. You know, he felt like, you know, I really look up to him. You know, and he, for whatever reason, he never contacted me. He had my phone number, and we just happened to cross paths. Little did he know I had a legal situation. I was a victim of identity theft. And so because, we crossed paths, he had this big smirk on his face because he knew he was going to get a sale, but also he opened the door for the opportunity. So I'm always very thankful, you know, for us crossing paths. But, man, I'm thinking to myself, man, what if he would expose me, you know, many months before that? And so some of us may have people on our list. We had on our list for months, for years, you know, and we just never know what's going on in someone's personal life. And so just want to encourage you, you know, go through that list, you know, especially if it's your warm list, contact everybody. Let them know about what you do. So I'm going to talk about how to expose that list. So let's talk about your warm market list. So this is for your new people. This is even for existing people because, again, there's still people I have not exposed myself. So I always believe in making a list of 100, 100 plus. You know, got to work from a list. You know, if you got a list of 10, you know, your experience is going to be over real quick, you know, because you got to go through the no's. So you want to make that list of 100. And so there's certain things you got to understand. Why are you contacting these people? What are you trying to do with the individuals? You know, where are you trying to send them to? Are you trying to do a private business session? Are you trying to create a sit-down? Are you trying to invite them out to a briefing? So it's good to itemize, you know, when you're working a warm list, what are you trying to do, you know, with this individual? So with a private business reception, real simple, it's the number one way to launch your business, bar none. I can't even think of a better way to do it because it duplicates fast and a lot of big things can happen and it's your warm market or even sometimes we would call your hot market. Your hot market are those people that are real close to you. But your private business reception, all it simply is you know, when you invite people over your home and you get a chance to see a presentation through a DVD, which is my preference because I want to make sure it duplicates. And so I like the Kevin Mack script. And if you don't know what the Kevin Mack script is, you can go to log on to your back office, legalshield.com, put your login name and password. If you go to training, to the training tabs, you'll see how to get started right. And so the Kevin Mack script, that's what we call it. But he talks about just being simple, you know, and using the script. So this is the script. If I was trying to invite people out for a private business reception, in fact, Ms. Duncan that just came on and share her story. This is the exact same script she used. You know, we went through the script, and in fact, she went on, she watched the video, she wrote the script down, and she made the calls herself. You know, so that's the power of duplication. But so here it is. You know, what do you have on your schedule this Wednesday at 5? Oh, I have nothing. Okay, great. I recently made an investment that I believe is going to help me reach my financial goals a little sooner than later, and I'm having a PBR at my home. Can I count on you to come out and support me? Okay, so I'll do it again. So what do you have on your schedule this Wednesday, Friday, whatever day the PBR is on at 5? And they replied, you know, nothing. The reason why I want to ask that because, you know, you want to already see if the schedule is open before you start talking about what it is that you're trying to do. I recently made an investment that I believe is going to help me reach my financial goals a little sooner than later, and I'm having a PBR at my home. Can you come and support me? And, of course, they say, yeah, I mean, absolutely. And then, well, I always like to throw this in there, you know, can you bring some ice? You know, bring some ice. And the great thing about bringing ice, here's what's funny about Miss Duncan. She was invited to a private business reception, and she was told to bring ice. And she was just sharing with me at her private business reception how they were thinking about not showing up, but they knew they had to bring the ice, so they showed up, and they came into business under their sponsor. Okay. Now, here's the thing. This is a private business reception, so you don't want to say PBR because they're not going to know what a PBR is, but you want to say private business reception. Now, if you're trying to do a sit-down, let's say you just, you know what, I need to get in contact with some people. I still got some people on my list. They've never made it to a private business reception, and I need to get this information to them on my way to work or on my way home from work. I believe one of the Hughes brothers said, you know, for months, you know, he made it his point to make sure he was stopping at somebody's house to show a DVD on his way home from work. So the Dave Cibula script, you know, you call somebody up, hey, how you doing? All right. I have something to show you. It may, you may or may not be interested. It'll take about 15 minutes. I have something to show you. You may or may not be interested. It'll take about 15 minutes. All right, simple script. You can go show up. You know, say, hey, yeah, come by Tuesday, 2 o'clock or whatever. You show up, and this is what I've been, you know, showing people how to do, how to still use the DVD. Because you can play the DVD all the way until it gets to the compensation. So you can still use it, and it's about 17 minutes, but you can still use that format, you know, just to show someone information when calling if you're trying to just get in front of some people. And the same thing, you know, if you're trying to invite somebody out to a briefing, again, we're talking about exposing your warm list. If you're trying to invite somebody out to a briefing, you can call them up, you know, kind of touch base a little bit, and ask them if they have about 5 minutes. It's something I want you to hear. You may or may not be interested. It only take about 5 minutes, you know. And then you can let them hear a pre-recorded call. And so I'm going to give you all a pre-recorded call. It's actually my favorite call that I have been using. And I'm really excited about it because some of you probably have never heard of it. And this is April Hurst's sizzle call. So she just created a sizzle call, and it is powerful. It is powerful. So that number is 518-777-3082. That's 518-777-3082. That's my little shameless plug. But it's an incredible sizzle call. It's 5 minutes straight to the point, and I love it. So I've been using that. You can put somebody on the sizzle call, you know, after it's over. You know, you ask them, what did you like best? They say, hey, sounds great. And then I'm not going to get all into the baseball diamond on tonight. But you can invite them out to an event by using third party, you know, calling your expert, let them go ahead and invite them out to an event, okay? So that's pretty much a real short version of exposing that warm market list. I think the biggest thing is just knowing what are you trying to accomplish with the list. You know, what certain individuals will you invite to your home, and what certain individuals will you not? Because there might be some people that you just know of, and they may be on your list, but they may not necessarily be people you may necessarily invite to your house, okay? All right, so that's the warm. Now, the cold market, now this is what we do daily, okay? So when they say do 2 exposures, you know, at some point you're going to get to a point that you are making new friends, you know, to continue to build that list and continue to create. And as Frank Coin says, staff your business, okay? So with our cold market, you know, the first thing is relax, okay? So you got to relax and be excited, you know, or as Brian Carruthers says, be exciting. So you got to be exciting because people buy into our enthusiasm. You know, if I expose someone and I'm just like, you know, sounding all depressed and everything, nobody's going to want to take anything from me.
So, you know, it's very important to be exciting. And now don't be over exciting because, you know, I've seen that as well. So you might scare people away, but just be excited because it is exciting about the information that is on that DVD, on the tool or whatever our company is doing. So here's four steps that I go by when creating a what I call a cold market contact. And so the first step is to compliment. People like compliments, okay? So whether you're in a grocery store or you're at a gas station or you're at the mall or you're wherever, you know, you can expose someone starting with a compliment, you know, and a very genuine compliment. You know, so if they have on some nice shoes, you know, you may ask them, hey, if you don't mind me asking, where did you get those shoes? Now, if their shoes got mud and all kind of craziness, then it's not sincere. So, you know, find something that you can compliment. Maybe they dress sharp. Maybe they are very articulate. Maybe it's just something you see about them. Maybe it's their posture, you know, that really impresses you enough to compliment them on. So once you compliment them, people like compliments. And so, of course, you know, they'll say, hey, thank you, da-da-da-da-da. The second step is now to introduce myself. So I want to introduce myself. Because, again, you know, I'm the stranger. I'm talking to you. Who is this guy? Who is this girl talking to me? And so, oh, by the way, my name is Rob Hurst. You know, I said, oh, my name is Steve Alexander. Okay, great. Nice to meet you. And then the next question or the next step is to really to build rapport. You know, some people use what we call FORM, okay, which is an acronym for Families, Occupation, Recreation and Motivation, okay? Families, occupation, recreation and motivation. So, you know, you could typically have a very good conversation with somebody on those subjects. Or you might start off by saying, hey, you know, are you from around this area? You know, but however it goes, I mean, we just had the Super Bowl. That's a good conversation. But you could almost pick anything, current news event, you know, and just build rapport, you know, with this person. And once you build that rapport, then you have the opportunity, which is number four, go ahead and expose them, you know, to a tool, a physical tool, which I totally believe in, a physical tool. I like the Perfect Storm DVDs. I still use the Get Paid Dailies that we had. So, but it's a tool. Brian Carruthers has How I Made My First $10 Million. That's a good tool. But something that is going to give them a little bit of information, enough for them to want to see more or want to know more. You know, but if I'm not doing it with the tool, understand that I'm now putting myself in a position to now be the tool. And so people will want to know questions. Why do you want my number? You know, you're telling me a little bit, but you're not telling me enough. So, you know, a tool totally takes it. I'll take that whole conversation out of the picture. So when I give someone a tool, I say, are you allergic to extra income? So I always ask that question. I like to have fun with my exposures. You know, are you allergic to extra income? You know, most people just laugh when I say that, and they say, well, no, who's allergic to extra income? You know, or I might say, hey, you know, would you like to make more income this year than you made last year? Because everybody's thinking about New Year's. You know, this is a new year. I want to do things differently. So that's another way, you know, to create. Because we're just piquing their interest, and it forces them to want to know, to want to be curious. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to not only pique the interest, but we're trying to, you know, increase the curiosity. So if I say, you know, are you allergic to extra income? They want to know, what is he talking about? If I say, hey, you know, you want to make more income this year than you made last year, they want to know, what do you have that's going to make me more income this year? And so now you had an opportunity to pull that tool out. I asked them, hey, have you ever seen this DVD? They say, no, I haven't. And so they say, and so if they ask, I say, well, there's nothing I can say that's more powerful than what you're going to see on here. All right. So this is a total killer response. And I learned this from the great Cliff Malloy. So someone says, well, what is it? I say, well, there's nothing I can say that's more powerful than what you will see on this DVD. There's nothing else to talk about at that point because it's like, okay, well, I guess I need to see the DVD. And then I learned this from Brian Carruthers. You got to understand, this is all robbing and duplicating. That's why it's important to be on these calls, be on the Money Morning Leadership Call. You just never know what you're going to hear. This is a line that Brian Carruthers uses. And they say, once I give him a tool, I say, what number will you be calling me from? what number will you be calling me from? Because I normally don't, you know, answer to strange numbers. And people just give it up. They give up the number. So that's a great way to get the number, because I know a lot of people run into that situation too. But at that point, once I have that phone number, they have that tool, the last thing I want to do is find out what is the best time to call them, what's the best time to contact them, and let them tell you that. And even if they give me a first time, I want to know a second time just in case I get busy. So I may say, hey, well, what's the best time to call you? Will you call me at 2 o'clock p.m. tomorrow? Okay, awesome. Now, just in case I get busy, because I know we all get busy, what would be another time just in case? Well, you can call me at 7 if that doesn't work. All right, so I have two times now that I can call that person. Once I'm done, I got their phone number, they have the tool, you know, I'm out of there. Okay, so those are some of the typical ways that I have used in my 10 years of being in the business, whether it was warm market or whether it was cold market. Those tend to be, you know, the areas that I've had a lot of success in. Now, we know we have some other forms of doing exposures as well. And one of the newest forums that have been, you know, we've been talking about a lot, and Brian Carruthers has been talking about a lot as well and training on it, is using the text method. And so to talk about the text method, I want to bring a young lady, you know, who's definitely achieved a lot of success in the business and a really good friend of mine as well. It was great to see her down in Atlanta, but I'd like to have her come on and talk about that piece, and that's Ms. Susan Mercer. Ms. Mercer, are you there?
You know, I don't see her on the list.
I am here.
Oh, good.
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Now we can.
I couldn't come off mute. I apologize.
Okay, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm honored to be on the call tonight. I have used the text method numerous times and in several different, in various different capacities. Number one, it's very simple to text somebody. They may not be able to answer the phone, but they can respond to a text message and sometimes will much quicker than they would be willing to answer the phone anyway. So I simply send out a text message that says, hey, what's your schedule look like next week, ... coffee? That way they know what I want, and they're more likely to respond very quickly. What you got on Thursday? Thursday works great. Morning or afternoon? You know, ask them, give them a choice. Let them set the time so you know it's convenient with them. And I sent out those text messages the other day. In about 5 minutes, I had 6 responses and had 6 appointments set up. In addition to that, you can do that with long-distance people. You know you can't meet them for coffee if they're long-distance, but you can very simply say, hey, what's your schedule look like next week? Time to chat or time to catch up? Send that out. As a result, I've had several phone appointments that way. But I think the biggest thing is you can very easily send out a text message that says, hey, I've got something I want to send you. What's your address? If they think you're going to send them something, they are going to give you their address. Right now, I have long-distance packages going out to Hawaii, the state of Washington, the state of Virginia, the state of Pennsylvania, state of Georgia, and the state of Florida, all from that one text message that I could just simply set out. Anybody can do that. It only takes 5 minutes to send those out. Get the addresses. Send out your long-distance packages. That's one of your 10 core commitments. Most importantly, though, follow up. Follow up. Don't just send them out and hope they call you back or hope they text you back. Follow up with them. Hey, remember I said I was going to send you something? I mailed it out. You should get it in the next couple of days. Watch it as soon as you get it, please. They're going to be curious as to what it is, so they're going to watch it. And then you follow up with them with the same questions. What'd you like best about what you saw? Great. When's a good time to chat for a few minutes? You get them on the phone, then you can three-way them into the expert and do the same exact system that Mr. Hirsch was talking about. You just started out with the text messages. You will get so many appointments and so many exposures just from texting. So I hope that was helpful, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Mercer. So, you know, these are just, again, just some examples. And even the same thing with even doing PCCs, you know, the text method works really great. I like using PCCs after a private business reception, of course, long-distance people. But again, you know, these are the forms of doing exposures. And, you know, the great thing about it is, as she said, the forces in the follow-up. You know, we can't just give tools out and not follow up with people. You know, in fact, the fortune is in the follow-up when the follow-up is fresh. That's a whole nother training right there, because, you know, if I try to follow up with somebody weeks later, the fortune is going to be stale. You know, it may or may not happen. You know, they may say, I don't even remember you. You know, and here's the thing. Here's the one thing that I live by, and it's just the truth about people. And the thing about people is most people do not live by a planner. They just don't. They have every intention of saying what they were going to do when they took your tool. Yeah, I'll take a look at it. Yeah, sure, I'll take a look at it. You know, if I give this to you, will you look at it? Yeah, I'll look at it. But if they didn't write it down, you know, and they just kind of fly by the seats of their pants, you know, every day, and they don't really schedule stuff, what happens is, you know, even though you said, they said, well, call me at 7, they didn't look at the information. You call them. They say, no, I didn't look at it. You know, and here's where I've seen a lot of associates get caught, you get caught in lost in the sauce, is, you know, trying to find out what's another time you can call this person. They say, well, when we take a look at it, well, I'll look at it tonight. Okay, can I call you tomorrow? Yes. And now you're in this vicious cycle of trying to follow up with this person. Now they're not picking up the phone because they know why you're calling. You're calling to see if they looked at the tool, and they haven't done it. And so now they go into the witness protection agency, the lost prospect department. And you're trying to figure out, how do I get this person on the phone? They won't pick up the phone anymore. So what I learned from a great Frank O'Coin, you know, to totally alleviate being in the frustration department, what I've learned to do is when I call a person up and they haven't reviewed the tool, and say, oh, well, you know, no, I haven't looked at it. I say, well, you know, I'm glad you haven't looked at it. And so, of course, they pause. And I say, well, you know, we both were in a hurry, and do you have about 5 minutes? Because I want to make sure you have a proper preview of what it was that I gave you. And 99% of the time, they're going to give you the time because they feel so bad that they did not do what they said they were going to do. Nobody wants to be known as a person who does not do what they say they're going to do. So now they give you the 5 minutes. Now you can put them on that sizzle call, you know, let them hear Ms. April Hurst, you know, present the information. And after that, now they've listened to some tools. So it doesn't really matter what tool it is. I just want to make sure you've heard or you've seen something before I take you to the next step. So now when they've heard it, now they had a chance to listen to it, now we can move them to the next step, you know, which is to get them on the phone with an expert, which is to do a three-way call. The expert takes from there and invites them out to an event of your choice. And there's power in that because I'm telling you, actually a young lady in my organization was the chief bronze executive director, and, you know, she's actually broke a couple executive directors herself. This is exactly the process I took her through, which was Mr. Beth Felton. And she did look at the tool, you know, and, you know, immediately I put on a sizzle call. Got on the phone with an expert, invited her out to a luncheon, and she came into business, you know. And so it's to speed up the process so that the process doesn't get jammed. And so we want to keep the belt moving. We want to keep the process moving with these prospects because, see, the reality of it is this. Yes, we're out here exposing people. Yes, we're out here creating contacts. But we also want to know whether they're in or out, okay? So that's the end of the training, and, you know, I'm definitely glad I was able to share a little bit, you know, just kind of come out the cuff, busting the door. Didn't even really write any notes down, but just really going off the top of my head. But this is something that we do every day. And so I thank you all for having me on the line, and I turn it back to you, Mr. and Mrs. O'Coin.
Mr. Rob Hurst, that was a great training. We wrote down a book of notes here, and that phone number again for that call is 518-777. 3082, and I'll just tell everybody on the phone that that's one skill that holds people back is they have not been trained on how to do exposures. And you know everything else, but that's a weak point. So that's the one you really want to practice a lot. And I want to thank Susan Mercer and Miss Duncan. They both did great jobs. And, Teresa, I think we better move on.
We've got to introduce Mr. Darnell Self.
Yeah.
Rob, that was fantastic.
That was good.
Thank you so much. And and it's not any shock at all that you didn't have to have notes because you live this every day. You're either doing it yourself personally and or training your associates. So thank you for sharing with the entire team.
Let me
team.
Just comment one more time. You know, to become more valuable, you just have to learn one more skill. If you could learn one skill a week or one every month, I mean, in just a few months, you'd have down every skill we need to grow this business. Prospecting and exposures and previews are one of the main skills to learn to become a pro in this business.
And we're going to spend some time next week on following
up.
Great.
What he says is what I'm about to show you is more powerful than anything that I could say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is one of the most powerful
things. That was a gem.
That is
right.
A gem. Rob Hurst, thank you again. Let's go to Donnell.
All right, Mr. Self, I'm going to three-way him into our call tonight. So it is perfect timing. Let me three-way him in, get ready to take some more notes, and get ready. I'm going to apologize up front. You may not sleep tonight.
Y'all
so stand by, please. This will take me a minute. I've got to figure out how to do it on Frank's phone. Yeah.
Invalid access. Input is invalid.
Yeah, y'all stand by.
Let me do it here. I didn't think I was going to do it on Frank's. I couldn't do it on Frank's phone, so hang on. I'm on my phone now. We will patch him in. All right, team, we are thrilled to have Mr. Darnell Self say a few words to all of us tonight. And for those of you who are new, and I'm so happy to see so many new people on the call tonight, we have Mr. Darnell Self, and he is the Executive Vice President for Network and Business Development and for all of Legal Shield, which is a huge responsibility. He is taking time away from building his business and time with his family to actually serve the whole field. And I cannot tell Mr. Self how much we appreciate what he's doing. He is making a big difference in home office and how fast we're creating momentum and all those things. And, you know, he'll maybe share a little bit of his history with you because he started out as a retail manager in a mall before Legal Shield, and his success as he came into Legal Shield and built a business has been very, just amazing. In fact, he was named by the National Black Chamber of Commerce as Entrepreneur of the Year twice. I don't think that's ever happened before, and he well deserves that. And so we're honored to have him on the call tonight. We just want him to say a few words to the whole team. So, Mr. Self, thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. And it's my privilege, really, to be on a call like this. I don't take it for granted, and I'm always excited about sharing our story. Prayerfully, it will inspire someone to tap into the greatness that already exists within you. And I say that with all humility because I don't feel like it's because I'm going to say something so great tonight, but perhaps I'll inspire someone to tap into something that's already great within them. And that's the wonderful thing about building a business like ours with people, right, a diverse group of people, where we have an opportunity to really create success stories from every walk of life. And that's one of the things that was so refreshing to me when I first got started. And Mrs. LeCoin is absolutely right. I started with a background in retail management. I worked at a mall here in the Washington, D.C. area where we still reside here in Maryland, about 15 minutes outside of D.C. And my wife worked at a cable station in Washington, D.C. And we had two kids at the time. Now we have four children. And I wanted more. You know, it was it just wasn't enough. Working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, I just felt like I was called to do more. I felt like my purpose was more. And I just couldn't see myself doing it for the rest of my life. And so in my 20s, I took a chance. I stepped out on faith. And I had no reason to think I would be successful as an entrepreneur because my mom worked for the government and my father drove the Metro bus, the D.C. transit system. And so they had traditional jobs. And so I didn't really have an example of a successful entrepreneur in my life, but I stepped out. I stepped out because I felt a tugging, and things didn't go well. I tried a couple different home businesses that didn't work out for me, and so things didn't go well. I had a bunch of vitamins, water filters, things I had ordered. I was gullible. I had no idea what I was doing, and so I say all of that not for you to feel sorry for me, not to paint a rags-to-riches story, but to share with you my real story. And I think that that's something that's been missing out of a lot of success stories in our industry and really just success stories in different industries, that there's so much so much of a facade, disingenuous people, pretentious stories, you know, the things that, you know, it's like, well, tell me the real deal, because I'm the type of guy, you know, tell me the real deal. I'll figure it out. You know, it's okay. You know, don't try to beat around the bush. Just tell me the real deal so that I can prepare for the real adversity that exists and go for it. And so the most refreshing thing to me is when I joined Legal Shield, there were real people making real income off of a legitimate and real service or product. And, of course, you all know what that is, our legal plan. That was impressive to me. And so when I started with Legal Shield, I really was driving my father's pickup truck. My car had been repossessed. I borrowed the money the month before I started with Legal Shield. I started with Legal Shield in September. The month before, which was August, my house was up for foreclosure. I borrowed the money from my mom, which is the turning point in my life. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this before, but something happens, and it changes the way you look at everything. And I'll never forget, I need to borrow this money from my mother. My mother said something to me that changed everything. She said, "This is all I have, baby." I'm the only child, right? So I'm always mama's boy, mama's baby. She says, "This is all I have, baby, but I'll let you have it." And it crushed me that she was going to give me the money to save my home, but that was all she had, and she'd saved up retirement and so on. And it crushed me, and it changed me. And, we say often in our business, you got to have a sense of urgency. You got to go for it. You know, there is no tomorrow, today. Carpe diem, take advantage of today, the now. Look, I didn't really need to hear all of that. I needed to take advantage of the now because of the situation I was in. And so I had this built-in sense of urgency, if you will. I didn't have to, go to a training for them to tell me that. It was inside of me. It was burning me. It was hard for me to sleep at night. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where it's hard to sleep at night. You wake up early, not because you're not tired anymore, because you're trying to figure out how you're going to get out of this particular situation. So when I started with Legal Shield, that was the situation I was in. It's just my true story, right? Nothing padded. Nothing that I've got to add in to try to inspire you. I really was driving my father's pickup truck. I really was in a situation where I just saved my home, and I didn't have a cell phone. I eventually got a cell phone on a buddy of mine's credit. I mean, real stories. And so I pushed hard. So I don't want you to think that I started to have this advantage. The only advantage I had was I had a bunch of failures where I learned from my failure. You see, I once heard it said this way: there's winning and there's learning. And so because I wasn't winning in life, I was certainly learning. And so I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And what I learned was that I needed more fishing lines in the water. See, it was just Darnell, and Darnell was trying to do it all. Darnell was trying to get myself out of this particular situation, but Darnell had put himself in this situation. And so I had to figure out, okay, how do I catch more fish without Darnell being responsible for catching all of the fish? I figured it out because in this industry, I needed more fishermen. And fishermen who were better at catching fish than I was. And so that's why it humbles me for Mrs. O'Coin to say all these great words and overly kind words, honestly, in my introduction, because I know it wasn't just about Darnell. The only thing Darnell did is I stayed consistent. I stayed consistent with my exposures. I talked to the server. Hey, look, I'm not sure if you keep your career options open. You've got an amazing personality. Before I leave, I'd like to give you something. And I gave her a cassette. Right now we have the Perfect Storm dual disc, so you can give them a pre-recorded call with your business card or, you know, different levels, different things, different tools, I should say, of exposure. But the point is that I stayed consistent. Was I the top recruiter? No. Would I like to be the top recruiter? Sure. I just wasn't, right? So that's not my story. I can't tell you the story that doesn't really exist. So I was never the top recruiter. Was I the top sales guy? No. I've never sold the most memberships, but I was consistent. That's all, right? Just here and there. Got a lot of no's here and there. But because I was able to stay consistent with my exposure, the wonderful thing about our model, this network marketing model, is that you're able to share a story with others, a real story, and it inspires others to say, well, I could do that. I mean, that's all you do? See, if I did a whole lot, maybe I would have intimidated a bunch of people. I'm not suggesting that you don't do a whole lot. What I'm saying is that it was easy to duplicate me, right? So I did things that folks felt like they could do. And that's the power behind our industry. You find a group of people to do a simple discipline over a period of time, and they all start doing it. It creates this synergy, and that's what happened. And so we all start doing a few exposures here and there and here and there. And then we got together with a small group of us, and we did a blitz, right? We do 2 weeks we're going to do this, or 30 days we're going to do this, or 90 days in some cases we'll do this. And so I'll never forget, we got together and we said, look, for the next 30 days, we're going to do 10 exposures a day. I know it sounds like a stretch for some of you listening, and you're thinking, man, I could barely get two out. I'm just saying we didn't do it over a long period of time. Four of us got together, and we said, look, we're going to do 10 a day. That was a lot, by the way. And did I get my 10 every day? I sure didn't. But my workout partners let me know how disappointed in me that they were. But my point is that we pushed each other. So we had some workout partners. So if you're planning on doing exposures, it's great to have an accountability partner, also known as a workout partner, someone who's going to be doing similar activity that you're doing. That way they can inspire you and say, look, how'd you do? You know, did you follow up with the guy you said you met at the grocery store yesterday? They're encouraging you because they're doing similar activity. So not just the person that motivates you, that's nice, it's great to have a motivator, but someone who's actually engaged just like you. They're in the pool with you, not on the outside saying go for a swim, they're with you. And so, yes, the activity of exposure is great, but the philosophy behind it is even greater, right? If it was the how-to, then we'd all be really healthy, right? We read a book on how to eat right and we all eat right. But it's the reason why that either causes us to eat healthy or not, right? And so sometimes, like my dad, unfortunately, was in a situation where, you know, he's in a hospital. And they said, look, you cannot do this anymore, A, B, and C. You can't eat this way. You can't do this to your body. And all of a sudden he changed, right? His reason changed. That's all. Same food available, right? Same. He had the same amount of money. He could still afford the same type of food. None of that changed. But his reason for not eating that food change. And that's what I'm saying. The reason why you're doing exposures or not doing exposures, when that changes, when that hits you, everything changes in your business. It's the most amazing thing. When you get this, everything changes. You're going to think to yourself, man, I should have figured that out 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 months ago, 7 days ago. But it can happen for anybody, anybody listening to the sound of my voice right now. Anybody, any moment can change it. So it is about exposures, right? It's about staying consistent. This behavior, success is nothing but some behaviors, the proper behaviors that lead to success or the lack of proper behaviors that lead to failure. And so my point is that if we can all start doing these simple disciplines, these simple things, right? You may have heard them called the 10 core commitments. And within the 10 core commitments, here's how you know whether you're a core Legal Shield associate, right? You take a look at the 10 core commitments and say, man, I'm actually doing those things. I've got a workout partner. This is great. I've sent out my long-distance package. This is great. For an example, I'm going to be in South Carolina this week, in the first weekend of February. I'm excited about that. You may say, well, I don't know anybody in South Carolina. That's the reason why we send out long-distance packages. It's the reason why you send a text message. It's the reason why you let someone know, hey, look, not sure if you're keeping your career options open for 2015. Not sure if you're looking to make more in 2015 than you did in 2014. Hey, not sure if you're looking to create more time leverage. Whatever your line is, it doesn't really matter, right? It's just that you made the call, just that you sent the text, just that you mailed out the long-distance package, and now you're building a business all over the country and into Canada. That's the goal here. But it starts with this habit of doing these simple things over and over again. So I started with Legal Shield, and so we did certain things in 30 days, certain things in 90 days, and as you've been listening to the leadership show, hopefully, you see that there's been certain initiatives, and so we've been doing the Perfect Storm Initiative, meaning that you do some exposures. We have the Private Business Reception Initiative going on right now. We're asking that people launch their business, not just launch it from the start, but launch it from any point. If you've been in for 3 years, you can relaunch. So we're asking that folks launch their business, check out the leadership show, and you'll get that information. But I'm going to end my talk by just saying this. When I got started in the Legal Shield, sure, I was impressed by what I saw, the people that walked across the stage and talked about the success they were having. I was impressed with the track record of where the company had come from and the success that had already been had before I signed on the dotted line as an associate myself. But what was most impressive was the future. It was what was yet to come. And that still excites me more than anything else. And, yes, we've had an amazing run, right? Millions of dollars and starting our nonprofit and all these amazing things that we just feel honored to be a part of, right? Honored to be able to give, honored to be able to be there for my family. All that stuff is great, right? I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love it. But what's even greater is for me to look in the eyes of new associates and know that their future is just as bright as mine. That is rare in our industry. Most people that stand on stage, they say things because they want more people to join so that they can make more money at the top. Here, finally, a company where someone who hasn't gotten started yet still has just as good or not greater opportunity as the leaders that are already at the top. That is rare. It's a rarefied air, but it exists here with Legal Shield. And I'm thankful that I've got one foot in a corporate office now, one foot in the field, so I have an opportunity to see the marketing plan for 2015, 2016, 2017, so I know how we're stair-stepping towards things. And, yes, you have to start with the acorn, but it ends up being an oak tree. And some people can't imagine an oak tree when they're only looking at an acorn. I'm just telling you that the vision of where we're going and the leadership that we have at the helm with Mr. Jeff Bell, we are heading in a direction that if you were to just trust me, and I know many of you don't know me, but if you had just decided tonight that, you know what, I'm just going to trust on faith and hold on and see what happens, then you won't be sorry. You'll look back and think back on this call and say, yes, you said it. Yes, I remember listening to you on the call, and you were right. And it's not, again, because I'm so great and, you know, I'm correct or I'm right all the time. You can ask my wife about that. It's simply because I have an opportunity to, again, be on the inside and to see what's happening. And I am telling you, what we've done so far has been phenomenal. 192 millionaire club members. But what we're about to do is going to shock the industry. It's going to change the game. And so I'm excited. I hope you're excited about that. And guess what? We changed the game ultimately because we changed lives. We changed lives with an amazing service that everyone needs, yet most people don't have. We need to right the wrongs that exist, provide equity when there's so much inequity that exists, right? The bad guys need to lose, and the good guys have got to win. And we are responsible for that. And that's up to us. And so we win big because we win big in the lives of protecting and helping others. That feels good. And so I'm looking forward to seeing everyone walking across the stage, collecting that cash as you take advantage of the relaxed requirements that hit higher levels. That will go away in February. So now is the time at the beginning of February to make those exposures so that you have a whole lot of people to follow up with later. We call it keeping the funnel full. But it's hard to go follow up with people at the end of the month when we haven't been constantly exposing from the beginning of the month. So let's take advantage of that so that we can help as many people as possible walk across the stage in Las Vegas, Nevada at the MGM Grand, collecting cash, feeling good about themselves, because when people feel better, they do better. So congratulations in advance. Look forward to seeing some of you in South Carolina, and others I will see in Las Vegas, Nevada this summer at an international conference where 15,000 of us will converge together to win big. Mrs. Acoin, thank you so much for inviting me to the call, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. This was awesome. You got me excited. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. So anyway, thank you so much, and have safe travels this week, and we do look forward to seeing you in South Carolina. We are encouraging our entire team to work toward getting their guests at your events here in South Carolina. So thank you so much for being on our call with all of us tonight, and please tell your family hello for us.
I will. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, he is so good. I mean, that guy delivers a message like nobody else can. And to all the team, I mean, no matter where you're at in the country, remember, Darnell's going to be in Columbia, South Carolina, Friday at lunch.
Uh-huh.
Then he's going to come down here, and we're going to do a Q&A, and then we're going to have a Super Saturday on Saturday, this coming Saturday. So, you know, whether if you're in driving distance, absolutely be here. Bring a load down.
Absolutely.
And then if you're long distance, send somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you want to say something else?
I was all the details are on LegalShieldCalendar.com, which is a great resource for everybody all the time.
Right. And as far as training with tonight, Rob did a great job.
He did fantastic.
That is one of the key skills. Remember, every skill you learn increases your leadership capabilities. And Rob was right. Not everybody's going to be a meeting holder or a trainer. But you can sure recruit a meeting holder or a trainer or somebody who out to do group or small business or CDLP or whatever. So, you know, you don't have to do all that stuff, but it's really nice to have that one skill of being able to expose people, give them a preview of the company so they listen to the whole story, and that's your only job is to get that done. You do that properly, then it's up to that person because you're just staffing your company, and you'll find someone like Darnell or like Rob Hurst and, you know, you'll do good.
And your business will take off.
It'll
all
fly.
Right.
It'll fly.
Everybody has to have a great evening, a great week, and we look forward to talking to you next Wednesday night and some of you in between, I'm sure.
Yeah, Frank and Teresa from sunny Charleston, South Carolina. Thanks to all the speakers tonight. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Anybody there? You were muted. I'm just going to hang up because...